Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. The U.S. Capitol Police say a man crashed into a barricade near the Capitol early Sunday morning. As he was getting out of his car, it burst into flames. The man fired several shots in the air before shooting and killing himself. It does not appear officers fired their weapons. The man did not seem to be targeting any specific members of Congress. Congress is in recess. Senator Ent Markey and a congressional delegation have landed in Taiwan and will stay until Monday. Their visit comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to the island earlier this month, a visit that sparked fury from China and an unprecedented show of Chinese military force. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
A statement from the American Institute in Taiwan, which is the de facto U.S. embassy there, confirmed four other representatives are accompanying Markey. Their plane touched down early Sunday evening local time. The delegation will meet with Taiwan's president on Monday and other senior officials to discuss U.S.-Taiwan relations, regional security, and supply chain security, among other topics. China just wrapped up massive military drills around Taiwan earlier this week to show its displeasure at Pelosi's earlier visit. The U.S. has been pursuing closer relations with Taiwan. China warns that could force it to use its military to bring Taiwan into its political orbit. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Doctors treating author Salman Rushdie, who'd been attacked during a literary event in New York State, have taken him off a ventilator, and he is able to speak. His alleged attacker has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder and assault. Wajahat Ali was a speaker at the same festival where Rushdie was attacked and spoke to the BBC.
Nothing rationalizes or excuses this violence, and it just shows you what happens when you demonize a person, when you attack authors, when you attack writers, when you use violence to intimidate, it's a chilling effect. And I'm so glad to see the ecosystem of writers stand in solidarity for Salman Rushdie. That was something that was very encouraging.
Rushdie still remains in serious condition and may lose an eye, according to Andrew Wiley, his agent. In Jerusalem, a shooter opened fire near the Old City, wounding eight Israelis, two of whom are in critical condition. From Jerusalem, Natan Odenheimer reports.
A lone shooter fired at passengers as they were getting on a bus early Sunday. After Israeli security forces conducted extensive searches in East Jerusalem, a suspected attacker, a 26-year-old Palestinian resident of Jerusalem, turned himself into the police with a rifle. One of the critically wounded is a pregnant woman who was forced to go through an emergency delivery. The U.S. ambassador to Israel tweeted that there were American citizens among the wounded. This comes less than a week after the ceasefire agreement between Israel and the Gaza militant group that ended a round of violence. For NPR News, I'm Natan Odenheimer in Jerusalem.
It's NPR. The counting in Kenya's presidential campaign has devolved into chaos. NPR's Ayeder Peralta reports candidates are accusing the Electoral Commission of rigging.
The Electoral Commission is mandated by the Constitution to announce the results of the presidential election by Tuesday. As they tried to make headway, agents for the main presidential candidates began arguing with each other and the electoral officials, leading to scuffles at the bomas of Kenya. At one point, one agent pushed his way to the stage and made a declaration.
I want to announce to the nation that Bomas of Kenya is a scene of crime.
The counting continues, but an election that had started with hopes of transparency has now been marred by chaos. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona has received almost $1 million in donations over the last year from private equity professionals, hedge fund managers, and venture capitalists, according to an Associated Press review of campaign finance disclosures. Sinema forced changes to the Democrats' major climate and health care spending bill that scuttled her party's goal of raising taxes on that group of investors. Amazon is partnering with MGM Studios to create a reality show in the vein of America's Funniest Home Video. The half-hour show, titled Ring Nation, will showcase viral videos using Amazon-owned Ring's doorbell and smart home cameras. The show will be hosted by comedian Wanda Sykes, and it debuts in September. I'm Courtney Keeley. It's NPR in Washington.